1-1, nearly the perfect away performance. Similar to Warrington without the cutting edge, but give us your thoughts after that.
Yeah, great game of football. Two really good sides. You can see why they're up there, they kept at us. But I thought we were excellent again. We're in a good place at the minute, aren't we?
Yeah. First off, it was scrappy, you know, the ref blew his whistle a lot, not always for us. But again, we just first off didn't get the right ball at the end of some good moves. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yeah, I said that half time. I said, you know, we are getting in the best areas, and we got into several areas with Jay, Nat, where it was just the final ball, which is unusual for us, and then we were through, you know. But I did think over all the 90 minutes we were the better side.
Should Creaney have had a penalty in the first minute? He was pulled.
He's not happy, we're not happy. I think if it's 15 minutes in, it's given.
It was just so early, wasn't it?
It's after a minute, you see him given, don't you?
Geno's had ones like that against him all season, yeah. Hands on the back.
Exactly, yeah. I think if it's a bit further on in the game, it's given.
Second half, we got into the same areas but looked more dangerous and looked like we were going to score. McGlinchey flashed one across, a few block shots, and then when it did come, give us your thoughts on the goal.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Jay's chance was a big one.
Yeah, when he nicked
I just said to him, there, you've gone back to your winger days there, because you've seen the keeper coming and you didn't want to get hurt, and he laughed because he should have scored there. But he's got there, he's chased it
there. But how many balls did he run in behind for today?
Quality. But the goal, I mean, Carl Bright's been superb lately, hasn't he? And it's a great ball in. One of the strikers has got on the end of it again. And to be honest, Luke, after that, I didn't see them getting back into it, because Matt didn't have anything, a shot to save other than coming in to punch a few crosses. And the goal's really unfortunate on us, because, you know, it's just a long ball.
Took a deflection.
Yeah, we won a half header, took a deflection. The only lad that's there for them, it's bounced nicely, and he's hit it well. And I just said to him there's nothing you can do about that. He's just so unlucky.
We now don't have a game until a week on Tuesday, so a good week to get them on the training pitch and because we've got quite a nice balanced side at the minute, haven't we?
We've got a good squad. We're having them in Tuesday, Thursday. I said as long as there's 100% attendance Tuesday, Thursday, they can have next Saturday off, so they can plan a weekend. They deserve it, because, you know, none of them's had a break. Me and Mark will get ourselves out this week as well, because we need to start looking for one or two bright prospects that are ready for next season now. You know, I think we'll be in this league next year, so we need to start looking on that front as well.
On the player front, finally, Dean Freeman, how far away is he?
If we were playing next Saturday, he'd be available. So he's going to be available for the Stafford game. Other than Coxie, we'll be full strength. And I've got to say, word while we're on here, Brad Munn, again, he's here today. He's firing back. He'll be ready for pre-season. Be like a new signing, because we mentioned all these injuries, but, you know, we haven't had Brad for a long time now. So, and he's at every game, he's coming training, and the lad needs a pat on the back, because he's been through a torrid time, but he's got a smile on his face at the minute.
Yeah, very true. And finally, Messiah has extended his loan. Is that best for both parties and Messiah?
Yeah, that's it. Now at Colville, you know, he didn't want to come back, which is fair enough. You know, no grievances other than the fact he ain't gaining at 9 or 10 with these two. And you know, Mark Messiah wants to play football. He's enjoyed it at Stafford, and he goes with our blessing. And you know, we wish him good luck, because, you know, he's done well for us. You know, he had a good first season with us.
Yeah.
His goals helped to stay in this league. It's really important last season. You know, and he didn't come back fit enough. He knows that start of the season, but he's not sulked. He's not whinged. He's not moaned. But he wants to play football. So good luck to the kid.
And Ollie Bassett's still on loan at Gresley. What's the situation?
Yeah, he's there till the end of the month. Then we've got to review it. I need to speak to Damo, their manager, get an update, because they've had one or two games cancelled. See how he's doing. But I know they've been really pleased with him. Even the Gresley chairman phoned me to say how well he's been doing. So. That's good for us.
Do you think that'll be one to look at again in the summer with Ollie, you know, back at our level?
Yeah.
See what he wants to do as well?
I genuinely think at the minute he needs Evo Sticks our football to just toughen him up a bit, you know, because he's a great footballer, but we've got a lot of great footballers, and to fit him in this side at the minute isn't happening. So he's doing him the world of good to be playing, Luke. That's a good standard as well.